Since September 11th, militants associated with al-Qaeda have committed acts of terrorism in countries around the world, including Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, Spain, Iraq, and Morocco. Many al-Qaeda leaders have been killed or captured in the U.S.-led war on terror, but their network remains the major terrorist threat to the United States and its allies. Mark Sageman is a counterterrorism advisor to the U.S. government and author of Understanding Terror Networks. He has gathered information on more than 130 al-Qaeda operatives and studied the evolution of the terrorist network.
This is a very loose network with very fuzzy boundaries. It's uncoordinated, has a lot of local initiative, and that means that there are no real fixed numbers of terrorists. We've heard, for instance, that we have eliminated, either through capture or killing, two-thirds of the leadership. This is true, but the people who say that are talking about the 2001 leadership. In 2004, the leadership is intact. It's just a different leadership, and I would argue probably a much more aggressive leadership than 2001.
As an example of the way you pull this together, after the Madrid train bombing, the government of Spain was saying that it was probably ETA, the Basque separatist. You have looked on your database, or you looked through different names, and you managed to connect, what, two, three al-Qaeda figures?
That's right. So I had to identify them, and one was Jamal Zugam. And I ran Jamal Zugam's name, and he was connected to Yarkas Abu Dada, who was the head of the al-Qaeda Madrid cell.
And the database and this cluster organization that you speak of, what does it tell us about recruitment?
The problem of al-Qaeda and the whole social movement is not recruitment, it's selection. There are many people who want to volunteer to be part of the organization. It's a little bit like applying to an Ivy League school. A lot of people apply, but about 15% are accepted, and that's basically the ratio of al-Qaeda selection.
But has the balance then changed between what you might have called in before 2001 proper al-Qaeda members and individuals who are assuming the sort of jobs, the sort of terrorist activity they think al-Qaeda would do if they were connected to them?
Yes, the organization has changed quite a bit. Before, they were able to put up operation or to do operations such as the 9/11 operation, which required several years of planning and meticulous rehearsal. This is no longer the case. The Madrid bombing was really a rush job. The pattern is very, very different. You have now young people who are very eager to die and very eager to kill, but without much training and without much financial support.
There's been talk of the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal adding to the recruitment efforts of into terrorist networks. What's your opinion of that?
Actually, my opinion really runs counter most other people on this one. I don't think that Abu Ghraib will make any difference. If you actually monitor the Arab press and the Arab reaction, as opposed to the American reaction or to the European reaction, there was very little reaction in the Arab world. And that's because I think that we had reached bottom in our reputation with the Arab world. We're seen as a big bully hypocrite, and to the Arab audience, this was just confirmation of the fact that we were bad guys to them, and they weren't surprised.
Mark Sageman is author of the book Understanding Terror Networks. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.